Tom, how are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, Tom, I remember you from back in the days when I was a stringer from the Lansing State Journal, so it's good to talk with you.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
A long, long time ago. Back in the days where we made no money, and now you're rich and famous.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this story that was in the Capital Confidential. And I want to thank a friend who turned me on to the story. Well, I won't do that. I'll change my mind. But let's talk about the story. It's titled Lansing's $140,000 Bus Driver. And I want you to tell me where you got the idea for the story and give me the story in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, I mean, the story came from... we'd been doing a lot of looking into the stimulus spending on transit in this country. And that was one of the big winners as far as who got stimulus money. And what was happening was we did some stories on Flint got from the stimulus fund, got $2.2 million, of which it spent on two buses to, I'm trying to think of the exact term they call them, but they're electric buses. Carbon emission-free buses. So what was happening was we thought that was kind of, I don't know, just the idea of $1.1 million buses driving around Flint seemed a little bit excessive. So my boss was talking to me about, my boss Ken Braun, who's the managing editor of Michigan Capital Confidential, told me that he'd heard that bus drivers make a lot of money. So what we did is we just put a Freedom of Information Act into a couple of transit authorities, one in Flint and one in Lansing, just to see what we got. And, you know, what we found was that although the base pay was, you know, reasonable for a bus driver, $22 an hour, through overtime, you know, there was two that made over $100,000, including one that made over $140,000. And what was unusual is the amount of overtime you had to put in, which when it was, what, $2,198, and I think we did the math, it's like 42 hours of overtime a week on average, which means if you only put in 10 hours one week, then you had to make that up, you know, with 70 hours the next week. So it was kind of just looking into stimulus spending that led into the salaries of... you know, plus we always look at salaries. It's one of the things that the Mackinac Center is trying to point out is that there's this trend, you know, that you know, if the public sector salaries are exceeding what the private sector makes.
We're talking with Tom Gannert from the Michigan Capital Confidential, a news service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Well, this brings to question many ideas that I wanted to talk to you about, Tom. And I want to say, to be fair, I did contact CATA yesterday and the day before to give them an opportunity to speak to the story, and CATA declined. We'll continue to do so. But first of all, I know someone whose wife is a CATA bus driver, and I've had conversations with her telling me she loved her job, people were good, and the pay was good. But she also mentioned that there were quite a few part-time drivers, which leads me to wonder, how can one driver accumulate 2,198 hours of overtime as opposed to allowing these part-timers to pick up hours?
You know, I'm not familiar with the CATA contract, but from the emails that we got from CATA was that this was a union issue. And my guess is, and this is just a guess, is that there's union agreements that prevent that because... you know, obviously, if the guy's getting 2,100 hours of overtime, the other option would be to hire the part-timer at less, you know, for a less expensive cost. Because if you go through and figure, overtime, I don't know if it's double time, but you're paying, you know, what, $30, $40 an hour for someone to drive a bus.
And so I'm sorry.
The other thing is I would say if one of the, I guess the follow-up would be to look at what the contract actually said. But what they told me was that this was a deal with the unions. So my guess is the unions prevented prevented that. There's something in the contract that prevented that.
Well, Tom, I also wonder if a guy is working so much, is that safe? Yeah.
Yep. That was the other thing is that was brought up when me and my boss were talking about the safety aspect of someone working 80 hours driving a bus.
Now, I thought it was interesting you did contact Sanji Dragoo, the CEO of CATA, who we also called, and she declined to come on the program, but she confirmed via email that the driver did receive more than $140,000, as you had stated in your story, for the calendar year 2009. CATA declined to release the bus driver's name, and by comparison, Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero was paid $102,000 this year. Perhaps you and I are in the wrong business.
Well, I think the other thing is that, you know, there was another bus driver that made $114,000, you know, so this wasn't just one guy. There was another person that was, you know, was in on this that was able to use overtime to you know, make a six-figure salary. You know, the other thing was is that there was 25 bus drivers who grossed more than $80,000 that year, you know, so it was not everybody was making 140, but, you know, I think that a $80,000 a year salary for a bus driver is excessive. You know, if you look, there's also, you know, I don't know if I put it in the story, but if you look at how much Battle Creek pays the school system, you know, they pay their bus drivers $42,000 a year. We got that information you can get right off their website. Which, you know, the problem here was overtime because, you know, the bus driver himself was making about, I don't know, $42,000 a year, which is fine. I mean, we wouldn't be doing the story if this was if everybody at CATA who drove a bus made $42,000 to $50,000 a year.
But as you mentioned, this questions how CATA is spending its money because taxpayer dollars go to pay these, if you will, excessive salaries, as well as federal grants that they receive.
Well, you know, Michigan Capital Confidential has done other stories on Flint and CATA, and it's not just the, you know, in Lansing, CATA is purchasing these 60-foot, $783,000 hybrid buses, and it's part of this new green fleet that they're doing, and, you know, we've looked at that, too, as far as, you know, as far as the amount of money that transits are throwing into these green fleets, because you know a regular bus is roughly about $300,000 to $400,000. These, I guess, what the electric buses are, or the hybrid buses that Lansing bought are $783,000, which so it's almost twice. But the thing that we look at is not just what they're paying the bus drivers, but you know, Lansing has 21 hybrid buses, and they're replacing the their older diesel fleets with these costlier, kind of like green buses. So when you do that, and then you go to the voters and ask for more money through an increased millage, that's when we get involved.
All right, Tom, before I let you go, I think to be fair to CATA, we should note that a gentleman by the name of Robert Foy, who is the director of the Flint Mass Transportation Authority, earned $106,800 in 2009. He was the Flint Bus System's highest paid employee in 2009, according to the Foy information. So that's just an interesting topic to note.
Yeah, I mean, he was their top paid. Flint didn't have the overtime issues that Lansing did, as far as what they paid their bus drivers. I mean, there was no one that made six figures.
All right, Tom, enjoyed the conversation. We'll talk with you again soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.